Hello, I'm Annabelle Ross. Thank you for listening to Messages from the Wild, which is a podcast involving brief interviews with animals, giving them a chance to give us their perspective on the environment they live in. It's a bit of a bonkers idea, which was born a few years ago in Tanzania during a conversation with my friend Zoe, when we imagined being able to talk to a snake. And then recently I decided to go out and do that. So there is a snake involved. There'll be a new episode coming out every day for the next 24 days, starting with the earthworm, a surprisingly charming creature. Please do try to find time to give me some feedback and to pass it on to friends and family. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Very kindly talking to me today, but what would you normally be doing at about 3 o'clock?
Be right down the bottom of my burrow, having a nice sleep in the heat of the day. I don't know if she can't come out till night time.
Why don't you come out during the day?
Because it's too hot, and you know my skin. I need to have a moist skin to breathe. I can't breathe in this hot dryness. I need it nice and moist. In fact, I've been sleeping through this hot spell for quite a long while with some of my friends down the bottom of the burrow.
Have you got family down there or just friends?
Oh, both. And we're all family and friends.
That's how you like to see your community.
Yeah, we're a pretty happy community. I mean, there's hundreds of us down there. Every square metre, there's several hundreds of us down there.
And you don't really have lungs, do you, I gather? You sort of breathe through your entire...
Yeah, our whole skin. I mean, our skin is our most important organ. That's why we've got to keep it in tip-top condition, you know, keep it nice and moist so we breathe through our skin. Yeah.
What are your ideal, perfect conditions for a healthy life?
Oh, well, I love coming out on a warm summer's evening with a bit of gentle rain, and then I can come right out of my burrow. I just keep my tail in, and I fish around for bits of leaf and things like that, and I can drag it down into my burrow and consume it in peace and quiet, because I don't want those pesky blackbirds getting me either.
What's your most terrifying bird? Is it the blackbird?
All of that family, that lot, thrushes, blackbirds, yeah, they're pretty nasty. Seagulls are really tricky customers. You know, they can jump up and down and make us think it's raining, and then we come up and it's not raining, and then they get us. They're terrifying.
Oh, that's pretty mean. So they've sort of run out of McDonald's that day, so they've come looking for worms.
Yeah, well, luckily they are moving on to the McDonald's, you know, in the city centres, so they're leaving us alone by and large now these days, which is good.
Have you ever had a fight with a bird?
I have. I lost a part of my tail once, but luckily we worms can sort of heal up pretty well. You know, if we only lost a little bit of it. Luckily, I only got my tail.
If I was to, of course I wouldn't, but if I was to cut you in half, would you become two worms?
No, I think I would be dead. I got several hearts because I'm very long and thin, and I need these hearts to pump the blood all the way up and down my body.
How many hearts have you got?
I can't remember. Five? Is it five or seven? Okay, I haven't got any hands to feel them. That's the trouble.
I didn't know you had that many. So, what's important about you? Why do we have earthworms?
Why do we have earthworms? Well, why do we have humans? That's what I say. They're much more trouble. I'd like a world without humans. We'd be a lot happier. They keep digging us up, slicing us in two, pouring chemicals all over us. You know, we're just trying to keep the world in balance. We're creating good, healthy soils. We bring things up from the depths and bring up minerals from down below and deposit on the top. You've seen our lovely worm casts. We make these beautiful sculptures on the top of the lawn. Some people don't like them, but I think they're beautiful.
What would it be like without earthworms? Would we miss you if you went?
Oh, God, yes. You'd definitely miss us. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine a world without earthworms.
I'm not just talking about the seagulls.
Oh, no, not the seagulls. I mean, it would be, well, what would you do? There would be, things would get clogged up. We create drainage through the soil. We just do so much good. You know, poor old moles wouldn't have anything to eat either. Mind you, I wouldn't mind getting rid of them either.
And are you male or female?
Oh. That's a very personal question. I can be whatever I like. I'm both. We're all the same. We're all hermaphrodites.
But do you have partners? Do you have husbands and wives, or not really?
We don't really think of them in those terms. No, husbands and wives. We have to mate. We find another worm to mate with. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you have the fun bit then.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about you that we may not know? Something, have you got a tattoo or something?
Tattoo? I haven't got a tattoo, no. Something about me you might not know. Well, I haven't got any teeth. I have to swallow little tiny, tiny little bits of stone. I've got a gizzard, much like a chicken. So I have to swallow little stones, and then when I take food in, I have to grind it up in my gizzard before I can eat it.
So if you could leave a message for us, what would your message be?
Stop digging us up. Stop slicing us in half with your spades. Become no dig gardener and stop spraying nasty chemicals everywhere and learn to love us.